Well, if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, you will know I just spilled all my water
and
pretty
now
much.
For the weather.
Me, mostly on Tamara's side. I'm so sorry.
It's cool. It didn't get on me. It's just on our table, guys. Remember the water dance? When they did the Beyonce water dance?
Yes.
That's what I'll do.
I know. Give us a little bit more water. We'll be dancing all night. But, yeah. So, anyways, before I had my little raindrop, I'm excited to see Markell. Like, give us a little bit more of that personality.
Yeah.
I'm also happy about the boys catching on. Because in the beginning of the season, we remember it was a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't really trained dancers. They were freestyle dancers as well. This episode, they're now, like, giving advice to the new girls.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
good for them for stepping up, getting a little bit more confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, boys. So we move on to our, let me take on a little water here. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I got a puddle.
Hanging out to dry.
Anyway, I'll
set it over here.
Got my notes on the back, but that's okay. Competition season. Or the competition day, we see that it's going to be the Prancing Tigerettes leading. You know what? I'm just going to flip. It's already water, so. Okay, so we see with the creative dance, you have to do creative dance first in order to move on to stance battle. If you don't win in stance or in creative dance, you will not move on to stance battle. So we see first up is tip-tac-toe. And they do this cute little boxing theme, kind of like a Muhammad Ali, Layla Ali, cute little thing, mm-hmm. You know. Then the Tigerettes were up next, and they did a girls' football team, and then moved on to field show and tried to merge the themes like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And then it was extreme level dance, and they start with a majorette dance. Then they move on to a ballet dance in the middle, so they were merging mm-hmm. genres there. Then we have our girls, the dolls. And they start with their Barbie theme, which you saw was so cute. And they did the jazz funk, which was Faith's choreography. Then they moved on to the hip hop with the boys coming out and them doing their tumbling, their tricks. And then they moved into majorette. And all the teams pretty much did a great job.
I like that, I like that everybody stayed with pretty light themes. Because mm-hmm. remember last week where it was like all of a sudden... you know, it's like, oh, Barbie, and then, oh, ballet, and then gun control, you know, like, you can't have one team doing, like, a super heavy theme, like, either all the teams need to do that, or all lighthearted, so it's nice that nobody dove into something, you know, some heavy political topic, or something like that.
Everybody was just light and airy, and just having a grand old time. Just trying to clean up some of this water here.
We're a mess.
We are just a mess tonight. But it was a great time. I mean, everybody was light. But we did see also, I don't know if anybody caught it, but Jaylene was in a sling. Her shoulder is still hurting her.
See, now this is the kind of thing where it's like, okay, we keep joking that they're just recycling. Or not recycling, but like they're just going through their bank of footage from last year and being mm-hmm. like, okay, where can we place this episode? Now, what can we do with this? So I think this goes to show that this was probably this happened right after Jaylene and Deja did that dance and her shoulder was still hurt. And so now they've, you know.
Trying to put it in somewhere.
Just slide it in there. But Howard caught ya.
I caught you, Jaylene. I saw you, girl. But she was still killing it, though. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, one arm. You know, she is a beast. Like, she just pulled through. But yeah. So we end up seeing that it was extreme dance or extreme level dance and the dolls moving on to the dance battle. And they only showed us one dance battle. It looked like usually they kind of do back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like we just saw extreme level. They did theirs. And then we saw the dolls. And then that was it.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, okay. Canary was leading the girls in the dance battle this week like she did last week with the B team. But, you know, everybody was a little worried because Canary's never led the actual veterans. She still did a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead, girls.
And yeah.
They did such a wonderful job that the girls ended up taking stand battle. First place.
Yeah.
Then they win. They won Creative Dance with just a 3-point difference between them and Extreme Level.
I like Extreme Level, though. Like Markel said, they're very, like, clean lines, very trained technical dancers.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see them again. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll have another, like, dance, like, another Bring It show? Maybe Bring It LA or Bring It Texas.
That'd be rad. I would love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why haven't they branched out?
You know, like, why hasn't, you know, I think in one of a prediction, I think episodes ago, I probably made a prediction that Mr. Tory was going to have his own show and, like, branch off to his own studio. Mm-hmm. And he's been hinting that he does have his own studio, and he's been hinting about some projects and stuff like that. Mm. But I don't think it's going to be a TV show. I don't know. You know, why don't they? It could only benefit this show if there was some sort of cross promotion.
Exactly. Just like how they have Little Women LA and Little Women, you know, Atlanta. It's like, I can go for a Bring It LA or Bring It New York.
I mean, would Miss D want to do Bring It Atlanta since she's in Atlanta now?
Oh, true. Whole batch of new DDPs.
Yeah, because the show is girls. Her.
Mm-hmm. Get on it, Lifetime. Let's see what we're going to do here. Branch or not branch.
Which city would you want, ideally?
Probably L.A.
Yeah, me too. Because that's where we are.
Exactly.
And Tamara wants to be a doll. Why do you want them here? I want to be on the team.
I just want to go to some of the competitions, really. Okay. I want to see them live again. We went to the live tour, mm-hmm. but see them like competition setting.
Yeah, yeah.
And hear the music, you know? Mm-hmm. All the behind the scenes music is like, oh, you know, I need this on my Spotify.
Makes sense now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you hear it with the real music.
Yeah. Sure does. But yeah. This week we don't have any news and gossip for you guys, but you know, we love you.
Kind of quiet out there on the news and gossip front.
It's quiet. Like we were saying behind the scenes here, that we just think that maybe Coach D has just checked out. Mm-hmm. So she's not posting as much. You know, Rittany's not online anymore. Cutting up like she was that day.
On a tear. Ooh,
she was going crazy. We're still trying to keep up with Tina and her baby, mm-hmm. DDP president. You know, her and Kayla. She's going to have a baby girl, so we're interested. I'm going to try to keep up with that. But let's move on to some predictions. Ooh,
wow. Ooh, there we go. Now, for After Buzz TV predictions. It just gets scarier and scarier. It's more haunting every time.
I love it. But, okay, so for predictions, I only see, I guess we're not having a battle royale, so maybe just predicting like one more grant. Well, this was the end of the competition. Yeah. Yeah. So now it's kind
of
like,
next week's episode? Next week is the final episode, supposedly, of season five.
Like, what are they going to do? What are they going to shock us with? So maybe predicting another old DDP, old Dancing Doll is going to come back like Sanjay. Maybe we could see another one come back and lead a dance class, or maybe just give us more footage of behind the scenes for the tour coming up. I mean, it's only so much I can predict because I'm like, okay, this is the last competition. No battle royale. No talk about a battle royale. Mm-hmm. So just bring back an old doll.
Yeah.
That's all I can see. What about you, Tamara?
For the final episode next week, I think maybe it'll be like they're going to do like one, like this was the final like competition, but maybe they're going to do like a final show in Jackson. They'll do some kind of show with Cameron and Faith, you know, the seniors, and do like a farewell performance aside from like the tour, you know?
Oh, I can see that. Okay. Well, let us know in those comments down below. What do you guys want to see? What are your predictions? What do you want to see coming up in the next seasons? I mean, leave those comments below. Also, leave the comments on our iTunes page. You know, we check those out and give us those 5 stars. We're also on Spotify, like Tamara said. So make sure you go check us out over there too as well.
We're everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere you want to be. I just made that up. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do a show on Sundays called Back to Reality on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live. So make sure you guys see that at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tamara, where can we find you?
Hey, you can go to my website, tamarabrown.com, and find my socials there. Find me on YouTube, youtube.com/heytamara. I've got some new stand-up videos on there. Check them out. Tell me what you think.
All right, and we'll see you for the final episode next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
And as our lives change, we will remember all the time we spent together. This is the Bring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The buzz, after buzz. After buzz, TV, after buzz, after buzz.
You should record the,
I know.
The voiceover they for need future. Me. After buzz, pay attention. Let this guy do it.
After buzz, after buzz.
Sounds so good when you do it.
What's going on, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Ring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we will be talking about the seniors' plan for their last stand battle. Ever. Well, maybe not ever, but still, their last stand battle. And the dolls welcome some new dolls to the house. Of course, we have your predictions and just so much more. So make sure you tune in for that. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. And next to me is Tamara.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. It's sad. We're winding down, Howard.
I know. Finally getting rid of these old batches
the
of...
old heads. Yeah, as Miss D calls them, the old heads.
The old heads. I would say the old batches of season 5. Like.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully.
Getting through the footage.
Exactly. It was so much for episode 23 here. Still season 5. Yeah. Yep. But hey. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. Real quick, overall thoughts, you know, Faith is...
We're going to be doing season 5 when we're 42 years old. We're going to be... Welcome to episode 172 of season 5.
Exactly. That's what it feels like.
Miss D will have retired and become a, you know, I don't know. What is she going to be? She'll retire and... play piano at her church.
But overall thoughts, I thought this episode, you know, was great. I mean, we saw Faith preparing for graduation. I mean, all of our seniors are preparing, but Faith was the one who stood out the most here. And stand battle, of course, we saw at the end was a Barbie theme, and I thought it was cute. That was a very cute episode.
Mm-hmm. I like the dolls were in classic. I like Extreme's outfits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great. So we start off here with Mimi outside, the DDPs, of course, outside, talking about how they've taken a break from the tour and now they are just going to focus more on the last competition, stand battle and creative battle. And they're going to face some new teams. They will be facing, well, just one new team called Extreme Level Dance, who we saw was in the creative dance. And then we saw Prancing Tigerettes with Quincy. He's back.
Quincy.
And Tip-Tap-Toe. And then we also saw that, you know, the girls are getting ready for graduation, which is a great thing because who doesn't want to graduate? Who doesn't want to move on up?
To bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. So we see that in this episode, they will have to do, it's called emerging gen or something like that, where they all intertwining each genres.
Ah.
Yeah. So this time they're going to do three different genres. The dolls are doing hip hop, jazz, funk, and majorette. And for the jazz funk, they're actually using Faith's old dance from when Jaylene and Deja, they had to like compete. Oh.
That pretty using, dance they
yes,
did.
Yes, mm-hmm. That pretty one. I guess Faith had her other dance in there that Coach D said, hey, I'm going to use too later on. And now they're using it. So Faith is really becoming like a choreographer, which is what she always really wanted to do.
That's good for her.
Mm-hmm. She likes that. And I'm like, girl, more power to you. Do we think Faith can honestly like be a coach like in the long run?
I feel like she wants to perform though, because she wants to sing, she wants to dance, so I think she's happy to, like, step up and choreograph and coach as far as the dolls are concerned, but I feel like as far as her own career, she wants to be the performer.
I can see that. She'll perform, choreograph, maybe she'll just do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yep.
I can see her doing that, but, so they use her dance, and, Coach D is just not having it. I mean, they love the dance, but she doesn't love the new girls so much. That's a whole other subject. But,
you know, Miss D posted an Instagram video of a clip of her on a morning talk show. It was like a Georgia, a local Atlanta morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up a really good point. The hosts asked her, so you get a lot of flack for, you know, screaming at the kids the way that you do. And she said, you know, if I was a man, nobody would say anything. It's like we're used to hearing like football coaches and basketball coaches talk to their players and their team like this all the time. But, you know, for whatever reason, we have different expectations when it's a woman. And so she said, you know, I can show as tough love just like any other coach. And I thought that was really, really smart and really true.
Wow. I guess I never really thought about it like that. Because, I mean, my basketball coach, he was a tough guy. He would curse just like that.
Yeah.
Curses out, like, top to bottom. And here we are, like, 14, 15-year-old.
He would curse at you as a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
he was no joke.
Ah.
But, I mean, the same way Coach D was cursing, like, get
Did
the
Did your parents know that?
Yeah. All the parents knew.
And they didn't
and
care?
And they just thought it was tough love.
Okay.
For a guy, and, you know, of course me, I'm like, I was really shy back then, so every little thing hurt my feelings, but I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to play basketball. So I feel that with these girls, like, they just want to dance. Uh-huh. It's like, you don't have to curse at me every time.
Man, I wish that we knew that we were heading into this conversation so we could put up a little picture of little Howard. I want to see.
No?
No?
Aw. No, but... That's why I'm surprised.
Can we cut to the clip of Little Howard?
No, nope, show the one at Tamara at her birthday party.
Oh, technical difficulty. We don't have it.
It'll be right back from our sponsors. So. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. But luckily, these singers are... Well, now the singers are used to it because they're getting ready to leave, but... I bet Cameron, growing up, she probably didn't know about all this cursing. I mean, maybe her mom and dad could probably curse, but getting cursed out by a stranger, I'm so happy for her. Really all my seniors on the Dolls team, how they're just so proud to, like, actually accomplish this. They're happy, but they're sad to be moving on. I mean, we even see with Faith, she was so sad that she wasn't going to be there for the battle, but she was also happy they were using her choreography. And then she also dropped a bomb and said she's going to be in New York after graduation.
That's great. And we mentioned last week or the week before, because one of our commenters let us know that she's been in New York. So
true.
Yeah, because like we keep saying, reminding you guys out there, this is last year, what we're watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. She's did it. I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of her too.
Saying she's going to do it, and she actually did it.
She's at a performing arts school.
Yeah.
So props to you. At first, when she said it, her mom was like, just calm down, worry about, you know, the present day. Mm-hmm. You know, mom pretty much being sad.
Yeah.
Her baby's going to be going.
Oh, but I bet she's tore up about Faith being gone so far away.
I know, especially with her still being in probably Mississippi. And it's so sad. Diana, so sad. Dana, so sad, girl. But Faith said, yeah, she's got to do the tour, go to New York, which we know she's there. They had a whole little graduation party for her where her dad Skyped in. And it was just really sweet to see. I was like, Faith, I'm so happy for you. And then she also is doing for her high school so that she's going to graduate. And then she's going on a seniors cruise trip for a week. I said, I wish we would have had that.
Oh, that's fancy. Really, I certainly fancy. Didn't have that.
We went to just an amusement park.
We did too. That's what I was about to say.
I mean, we had a regular senior ditch day. Mm-hmm. And then for our senior like class trip, we went to a music park all day.
Where was her cruise going?
She didn't say. So I wonder where she went, but especially for a week. I wonder if she got away with it because they were going after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It was still the class.
Wow. I don't think I'd want to take a cruise with my class. Like a week cruise with my high school class. I mean, a couple people, but I don't know about that.
No. Definitely not a week. Maybe 3 days.
Sure.
I could do like a weekend or even like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come home Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But a week, Sunday through Saturday, yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your clique, so maybe it'll be best for her. But
yeah.
I'm just really proud of her for going on, doing what she needs to do, and being a senior and rocking it out.
Yeah.
Her and all the other girls out there. Kudos to you guys. You guys made it through.
Congrats, seniors. Congrats to the seniors of 2019, not 2018, Faith and Cameron. But
Well, we also want to say congrats to you AfterBuzzers out there for being just such loyal fans. I mean, you guys watch us, you guys listen to us, you guys give us those 5 stars, and we just appreciate you so much out there. So Tamara, let them know how much we appreciate them.
Yeah, you guys, all of us here at AfterBuzz TV, we want to thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We really appreciate you. So if you are watching us on YouTube, hey, give us a thumbs up and leave us a comment. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us 5 stars if you don't mind. And also leave us a comment, because we always love to hear your feedback. And now, since we are also on Spotify, hey guys, listen to us on Spotify. We really appreciate you too. We love hearing from our fans who love Bring It. So keep tuning in and spread the word about AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it. So in this episode, we got to see more of the new dolls. They had tryouts last week. Last week's episode, we saw a few where Markel was a little upset about them not being able to catch on the choreography. It's mainly just the baby dolls moving up, but there was a few new ones in there. And then, of course, on tonight's episode, we saw that the new girls, or the crabs that they like to call them, have to wear white t-shirts and black bottoms, but they just could not get the choreography. Coach D was like, no, you guys need to do it a certain way. Markel even yelled at him, said, get this down for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be easier on the new girls?
I think so. Well, especially what I mean, a lot of them were baby dolls, right? So yeah. Shouldn't they? I'm kind of confused why they were having a hard time, because I thought maybe she goes easier on the baby dolls.
Ooh.
And so maybe they have longer to learn the choreography. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that it takes them. You know, that it takes them a while to pick it up.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I mean, they had two of the baby dolls, the new ones, who are now moved up in the confessionals, and they just said that, hey, we can't really keep up with the choreography. So maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, Coach D was like, oh, these are my baby dolls. Let me give them 3 weeks.
Bit.
Yeah. But the girls were struggling. I mean, poor girls. Plus, some of them, I think, might have been actually new girls to the dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not used to actually learning choreography, but maybe just like regular dancing, freestyle.
And Markel is so hot and cold. Sometimes he's a hard ass. And sometimes he's like, you guys are doing great. I just want to keep encouraging you.
Right. Man, but Markel, I'm enjoying Markel. I'm like, okay, maybe he'll come back for the actual second, like the actual sixth season. Because I think he's a good, I like him as a character.
Oh, no.
No. I just spilled all my water.
Technical difficulty. Watch your phone.
I know. Gosh.